Saskatchewan Agriculture reports rainfall continued across many areas of the province over this past week, with some regions experiencing minor to severe hail. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from June 30th to July 6th. Rebecca Hort, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture, says crops are starting to show signs of moisture stress.
So provincially, we've seen rainfall continuing across many areas of the province this week. Some regions also experienced minor to severe hail. There was reports of minor hail in all of the regions except for the west central region. I know there were a couple hail storms throughout the province. All the reporters reported just minor damage, although there may be some localized stronger damage, but according to the report, it was minor damage. I haven't heard of any more severe damage, but there could be. Producers who are in the very wet areas in the province are beginning to see the impacts of the excessive moisture received over the past 2 weeks, including crops yellowing and some drowned out areas. Crop development is highly variable across the province depending on weather conditions in the area. There are some areas that have reported good growing conditions with not excessive moisture, but many areas are reporting slower development because of the colder and wet conditions. While many areas received rainfall this week, the surplus topsoil moisture condition percentage decreased slightly in the province, but the surplus topsoil moisture ratings continue to be relatively high across the province overall. So for cropland topsoil moisture, there's a 30% surplus and 69% adequate and 1% short. Hayland topsoil moisture, 23% surplus, 76% adequate, and 1% short. And pasture topsoil moisture is 16% surplus, 82% adequate, and 2% short.
Hort says producers in those wet areas are hoping for some warmer and drier conditions. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.